You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
I'm Matt the Cat and I'm back on the air without a care. I'm everywhere. Taking flight into the night. It's out of sight. It's all right. I mean, it's all right. Petite, sugar sweet. Welcoming you back to the Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn out walking shoes. I like to say it's the soul that came before rock and roll. And baby, we are back on the scene with my 78 RPM record machine. Gotta wax it to keep it clean to present to you, cats and kittens, part 8 of our Behemoth special on Chess Records. All the way back on part 1, we began in 1947. And this week at part 8, we're gonna end in 1957. We'll begin this week's show with a few leftovers from 1956. We'll hit some highlights in 57, and if we have a little time, we're gonna play a few songs that we kinda left behind. During this journey through one of the greatest and most influential record labels of all time, Chicago's Chess Records, fronted by brothers Leonard and Phil Chess. The brothers had two different offices over on South Cottage Grove Avenue over the years, but it was in October of 1956 that they finally moved Chess to 2120 South Michigan Avenue. It was a two-story building with plenty of space, finally enough space to open a real recording studio there. It was in a part of Michigan Avenue that had already started being called Record Row. VJ Records and several other labels were already there. I kind of look at this move to South Michigan Avenue as Chess hitting the big time. This is the studio that the Rolling Stones would visit back in June of 1964 and actually do some recording here and name one of their songs 2120 South Michigan Avenue. So here we are at the end of 1956, and the record that's going to kick off this week's Juke in the Back was not recorded at this new studio at 2120 South Michigan. This one was recorded by Paul Gayton at Cosimo Matassa's studio down in New Orleans, baby. See, Paul Gayton was now working as a talent scout and producer for Chess Records full-time, and he overheard this cat named Clarence Henry doing this tune where he sings like a frog and he sings like a girl. Henry, who grew up just outside of New Orleans, had modeled himself after Fats Domino and Professor Longhair. And for a couple of years, he played piano in Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers. The Chess Brothers released Ain't Got No Home on their new Argo subsidiary. We talked about this in the last program, how the label was originally called Marteri Records. The M-A-R representing Marshall Chess, Leonard's son, and the Terry representing Phil's son, Terry. Marteri. But bandleader Ralph Marteri didn't like the association, so the Chess Brothers decided to scratch that name, and they chose Argo. Argo was supposed to be a jazz subsidiary, but they soon found out that the records they were releasing on it, like this one, ended up hitting not only the rhythm and blues chart, but also the pop chart. As an aside, there were also some great jazz releases on Argo. They issued Ain't Got No Home as Argo number 5259 in October of 56, and by early 57, it had topped out at number 3 R&B and crossed over to a very impressive 20 on the pop chart. So let's kick off part 8 of our big special on Chess Records with Clarence Frogman Henry and Ain't Got No Home, baby.
Ooh, mercy!
Ooh, ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. got a voice. I love to sing. I sing like a girl, and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
To the bank deal. You need honey, look to the bees. You need love, don't go no further. Just come on home to me. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. Somebody's gonna love me.
You need records. Don't go no farther. Just bring it on home to Matt the Cat. Oh, mercy. Muddy waters, baby. Don't go no further. Chess number 1630, recorded on June 29th of 56. It hit number 9 in September. It's Chess Records Part 8 this week on The Juke in the Back, and we go from one great bluesman to another. This is Sonny Boy Williamson, number 2. Real name, Alec Miller. And as I discussed in a previous program, he was already calling himself Sonny Boy Williamson while the original Sonny Boy Williamson was still alive, hoping to be mistaken for him. Well, after John Lee Curtis Williamson passed away on the 1st of June, 1948, Alec Miller just kept calling himself Sonny Boy Williamson, and it worked. He had a great career that rivaled the original Sonny Boy. He started out recording for Trumpet Records down in Jackson, Mississippi. But I think today he's best remembered for the sides that were released on Checker. Here's one that hit number 14 on the National Rhythm and Blues chart in November of 56. Sonny Boy Williamson on Checker number 847. And keep it to yourself.
Our business to yourself. Please, darling, do me a favor. Keep our business to yourself. I don't want you to tell nobody in your family, and don't mention it to nobody else. Don't tell your mother, don't tell your father, don't tell your sister, don't mention it to your brother. Please, darling, keep our business to yourself. Don't you tell nobody, and don't mention it to nobody else. Have a husband, I have a wife. If you start to talk that gonna mess up our life, please, please, baby, keep our business to yourself. Don't you tell nobody, don't mention to nobody else. Goodbye, darling. That I ever see.
Tony. Oh, the hearse come driving slow. Oh, the church bell tolling. Oh, the hearse come driving slow. I hope my baby coming back home. Oh, tell me, baby. Oh, when are you coming back home? You know I love you, baby. You've been gone too long.
No, I asked her for water, but she brought me gasoline. Howlin' Wolf, I can relate. Once I asked Miss Rosie for bourbon, and she brought me furniture polish. Oh, it's tough, man, it's tough. I smelled like old English for a week. Ooh. The Wolf is just laying it on the line. One of his finest records. I asked her for water. Chess 1632. It hit number 8 nationally in November 56. What a time for Chess Records. And you might be saying to yourself, Matt the Cat, why are you hanging around in 1956 when you could move on to 1957? Well, baby, there's a good reason for that. And that is usually the Juke in the Back covers rhythm and blues from the end of World War II to around 1956, right? 1957, generally, is when rock and roll and rhythm and blues were pretty much the same thing. A lot of the records that were charting on the rhythm and blues chart were crossing over to the pop chart. So I'm spending a little more time in 56 because this is fertile ground for Chess Records. We're gonna hit a couple of highlights of 57, but we're not gonna go too deep into 1957. Up next is a duo that was really big in 1957 with their hit Over the Mountain, Across the Sea, which hit number 3 R&B in mid-57 and crossed over to a whopping number 8 on the pop chart. They were Joe Rivers and Johnny Louise Richardson. They came out of the Bronx and originally recorded for J&S Records. Their record, I'll Be Spinning, was picking up so much traction in late 1956 that J&S just couldn't handle it, and so they leased it out to Chess Records. It became a top 10 record for Chess in early 57. Here's Johnny and Joe with I'll Be Spinning, and it is spinning on the Juke in the Back.
Baby, 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 I'll Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Michael Carey, Glenn Dicker. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Give me a tiny thread of sunshine. Give me a candle in the dark. Give me the right to gladness.
Generally known by their famous bass singer Jimmy Ricks, but on that one, a beautiful and powerful lead from Joe Van Lone. That was one of only four releases on Argo Records. It was released in July of 56, and you know, the Ravens were mostly known for their big hits on the National label, but they also recorded for King, Jubilee, Mercury, Columbia, and a few others. They actually had a release on Checker Records, but it was a duplicate of an Argo release. It just goes to show that years after the Ravens' hit-making period was over, they were still releasing fantastic records. That's A Simple Prayer. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on The Juke in the Back as we feature part 8, the final part of our 8-part Chess Records series. We're focusing on the end of 56 and the highlights of 57. Up next, we have a cat from Detroit, Stanley Mitchell. At one time, he sang in the Dominoes after Jackie Wilson left. Then he hooked up with Charles Sutton, who was singing in the Midnighters. They formed a new group called the Tornadoes. In 1956, they traveled to Chicago, where they cut a handful of sides for Chess Records. Their single, 4 O'Clock in the Morning, was released in December of 56. It was making some waves in early 57, but ultimately it failed to catch on. That's too bad, because it's a fantastic tune. You never hear it today, so I'm going to spin it for you right now. Here's Chess number 1649. Stanley Mitchell and the Tornadoes with 4 O'Clock in the Morning.
behind the queue. A diamond ring, man, I got everything, so don't you touch my hair. Don't you touch my hair. Don't you touch my head, cause I just got a red brush hair. Right. How would you like for your shine tonight? You can knock me down, drag me day and night, but if you touch this hair, Jack, you gotta fight. So don't you touch my hair. Don't you touch my hair. Don't you touch my hair, cause I just got a red brush hair. Down a mite. If you touch this head, you'll get a left and right, up or side your head. Up or side your head. I go upside your head, cause you tore up my red brush head.
He worked hard on that process, so don't you touch his head. Man, lay off his due. That's J.B. Lenoir. It's spelled L-E-N-I-O-R, which I originally thought was kind of weird, but when I look back at his earlier releases on Al Benson's Parrot Records, it is interchangeably spelled L-E-N-O-R-E, which I believe is the correct way, and L-E-N-O-I-R. Go figure. He gave us some great tunes like Eisenhower Blues and Mama Talk to Your Daughter, and that one, Don't Touch My Head. And up next on the Juke in the Back, the Moonglows return with chest number 1661. It's a cover of Percy Mayfield's biggest record. His hit number one in 1950. And the Moonglows version, released in mid-1957, went to number five. Mayfield also wrote it, but the Moonglows do a great rendition of Please Send Me Someone to Love, featuring Harvey Fuqua on lead vocal. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on Chess Records this week on the Juke in the Back.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace of mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love.
Someone to love.
I'd show the world how to get along. Peace will enter where hate has gone. But if it's not asking too much, please, please send me someone to love.
Someone to love.
I lay awake at nights and find the world so troubled, and my answer is always the same, that unless man put an end to this horrible sin, hate will put the world in a flame.
What a shame.
just because I'm in misery. I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Oh yeah, someone to love.
Man, I just had to slip in a Paul Gayton record. Even though he didn't have any hits during his association with Chess Records, that was a fantastic one recorded down in New Orleans with top musicians like Lee Allen on tenor sax and Red Tyler on barry sax. And it was issued on Argo 5277 in 1957. That's right, we're talking about 57 now, here on our 8-part special on Chess Records. And let's stay with the Argo subsidiary label. This one was 5287. It's from a group formed around Big D Irwin, who started the Pastels after he got out of the Air Force. It was originally released in 1957 on the Mascot label, but Chess Records picked it up and reissued it on Argo Records, and it hit number 4 in March of 1958. Of course, Big D Irwin would go on to a pretty successful solo career in the early 60s, but here he is singing a beautiful tune with the Pastels. Here's Been So Long.
Been so long. Oh,
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Chess Records, and Chess's greatest in-house songwriter may have also been their greatest bass player, as well as their greatest producer. I'm talking about Willie Dixon. Here's a tune that Willie co-wrote called 29 Ways. It was issued as Checker number 851 in November of 1956, and it failed to make the national charts. It's this week's Great 78. Willie Dixon and 29 Ways.
The hall when the going get tough, I got a hole in the wall. Got 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my lovely baby's door.
If she need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more.
I could come through the chimney like Santa Claus, go through the window, and that ain't all. A lot of good ways I don't want you to know. I even got a hole in a bedroom door. Got 29 ways to make it to my baby. That no one knows, a master key to fit any lock, a hidden door behind Grandpa's clock. I got 29 ways to make it to my baby door.
To my lovely baby door.
If you need me bad, I can find about two or three more.
One, two, many more.
To my lovely baby door.
Oh, to my lovely baby door.
Oh, baby.
To my lovely baby door. To my lovely baby door.
Hey, Mavacat, keep those records spinning.
Long, long and lonely night. I cry my eyes out over you. Wondering if I did right and why you left me with a broken heart.
Long and lonely
never coming home. Long, long, and lonely nights ever since you've been gone. Please, please come back to me. You've been gone too.
Andrews and the Hearts with the original version of Long Lonely Nights, released in June of 1957 on the Mainline label, a small label out of Philadelphia. Then in August, Atlantic Records issued Clyde McFadder's cover of Long Lonely Nights. Clyde took it to the top of the charts, whereas Lee Andrews' original version stalled at number 11. But there is a happy ending to this story because Lee Andrews and fellow band member Roy Calhoun co-wrote the tune together. So they made money off of Clyde McFadder's and all the other covers that came out. And there were many. However, if you look at the record label, you're going to see a lot more names credited as songwriters. Those names belong to local DJs. Jocko, High Lit, and Georgie Woods all received songwriting credit on that record. That was in lieu of traditional payola, of course. Now, Lee Andrews and the Hearts had already recorded for the Rainbow label, then they moved to Gotham Records, and like I said, Mainline Records for that one, but it was picked up by Chess, and the hit version of the tune was issued as Chess number 1665. Later in 57, they would have another hit on Chess with Teardrops. And that, cats and kittens, is where we're going to leave the chronology of Chess Records. In part one, we began in 1947 with Aristocrat and Leonard Chess gaining more and more control until he ultimately controlled the label himself, brought his brother Phil on board, and changed Aristocrat to Chess Records in 1950. Here we are now in late 1957, 10 years of the Chess Brothers' involvement in record labels and the Chicago blues scene. Since I have a little time left, I'd like to play some records that I had to drop from previous shows. This one was recorded on April 28, 1955, and features Bo Diddley on rhythm guitar. Luther Tucker is also on guitar, Willie Dixon's on bass, and Fred Bellows on the tubs. It was issued in September of 55, but somehow missed the charts. Checker number 825, Little Walter and His Jukes with Hate to See You Go.
Gone and left me here to cry. No, she's mine as I. Came home this morning, about 4:30. Found that note lying on my floor. Gone away and leave you, you just don't know. Heard some bad talk, something that you said. Something that you said. Come on back, baby. Honey, please don't go. Well, I love you. You'll never know. My kind of baby, you know it so.
What a record. Little Walter with Hate to See You Go, and baby, I hate to go. And you know, it really was hard picking the records for each show. Knowing that I couldn't play them all, balancing what was the most important for telling the story of Chess Records from 1947 to 57. Some great records were left out along the way, but I think we played quite a few great ones as well. I hope you enjoyed this 8-part tribute to America's greatest blues label, a label that helped take rhythm and blues into the mainstream, birthing rock and roll. I'm Matt the Cat. And remember, until next week, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune in to your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. And Chess Records continued to release great records into the 1960s. The talent continued to jump out of the grooves from the likes of Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, The Moonglows, Chuck Berry, Etta James, the Ramsey Lewis Trio, Buddy Guy, Fontella Bass, Coco Taylor, and so many more. In early 1969, Leonard and Phil Chess sold Chess Records to GRT Corporation, which stood for General Recorded Tape. Leonard's son, Marshall Chess, was the heir apparent, but he was gradually squeezed out of Chess Records as GRT took over. I think after selling the label, Leonard probably thought he would finally get a little rest, as he had been pushing real hard for over 20 years in the music business. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be, as he had a massive heart attack on October 16th, 1969, passing away at the age of 52. His brother Phil, though, left Chess Records to manage radio stations that they owned, like WVON in Chicago. Phil lived a long life, dying on October 18th, 2016, at the age of 95. Marshall Chess remains the go-to authority on Chess Records, and Nadine Cahotas wrote a great book called Spinning Blues into Gold that you should check out if you want more info on Chess. Let's close it down now with one more tune I didn't get around to during 1955. It's The Moonglows, recorded in October, released in November of 55. Bobby Lester with a beautiful lead vocal on Chess number 1611. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Now catch y'all on that flip side as we close it down with In My Diary. Bye-bye.
In my diary.
Cause I can paint, paint. just be in the field and playing, and you know, and songs come to me, you know, different things. Well, Smokestack Lightning means a train, you know, that runs on the rail, you know. A lot of people, yeah, a lot of people's, it's got a little smokestack about that long, and some of them. Yeah, I played it. I asked the woman for some water.
Right. Well, she brought you that gasoline. Now,
well, she was mad with me, you know, when she brought me. Yeah. She brought me. Well, what I mean, you see, she said, I'll kick your saucer, but I had to put it, she gave me gasoline, you know what I mean? I stayed out all night, you know what I mean? Running around at some other broads, you know. And I come in and say, baby, would you give me a drink of water? She meant, I'll, you know, but I said, smokestack line. I asked for water, you know.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.